Modern miracles of sound, motion pictures, and radio open up vast sources of entertainment and instruction. To benefit from these, we need our ears, which interpret for us the multitude of sound waves they receive. Let us always strive to protect and to preserve this most precious gift of nature.
Always eager to help you enjoy that gift, this is CJUM 101.5, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
Always calling, always, always. do it all the things you told me to do. Came down, sit right next to me, baby. All I do is think about you. All I do is think about you, baby.
We'll be right back. a boost? IQ's Cafe and Billiards has you covered with your favorite Starbucks drink and food from some of Winnipeg's favorite spots, including O'Donuts. We've got everything you need to fuel your next cram session. Ready for a much-needed study break? IQ's has your back. We've got top-of-the-line diamond pool tables, board games, foosball, ping pong, and more. Open from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m., and Sundays until 10 p.m. Come chill at IQ's Cafe and Billiards today.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
But by leaving out the most important things you need to know, they can elevate awareness to a new all-time low.
I own my media.
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 The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members.
But if it's just left out, can you say the paper lied? A lot of things that happened didn't happen after all. If there's no one in the forest who will put it in the news, I guess the tree didn't fall.
Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
I'm joining today. You should too.
Kiss the ground sometimes. No, no, no.
Hello. Welcome to Pastoral MIDI 101.5 UMFM. My name's Alex of Reach Out the Cosmos. Sky's here.
Hi, I'm in the studio right now.
And Rachel's also here.
Hi, I'm Rachel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful Thursday today. Warm.
It's above zero.
Yeah.
I saw a goose on campus. This is huge, guys.
Spring has sprung.
Spring is here.
That's not real. Those geese are not real. They're deployed as surveillance.
They're AI. AI geese.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like at Disney World, how they have like the AI robots walking around. There's AI geese walking around campus.
Whoa. Wait, can they help you though?
At Disney World?
Like the geese on campus.
Yeah, if you ask them questions, they respond with ChatGPT.
Yeah. Everybody just ignores them, so nobody knows.
Yeah.
Try it out, guys.
Talk to a goose.
Ask it to do your homework for you. The first song you heard was Placid Angels.
Nice.
I want what I want.
That's why I always say.
Yeah. Everyone is always asking me, why do you want that? And I say, I want what I want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what I want, I get.
Yeah. That's my attitude. Yeah. That's my attitude lately.
That's how I move.
Yeah.
Up next is the new song from Ice Age.
What?
Star. It's so good.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I come around to their awesome rock sound.
Yeah. It has a weird guitar sound. It's kind of... It's like if you took the effects off of My Bloody Valentine guitar track.
Wow. You know,
it's just, like, really whammied. Their first new stuff in, like, 5 years, I guess.
Yeah, I guess the singer's been really busy with this solo stuff.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if they've been on tour or anything.
I would guess not. I don't know. I know that he has a new relationship with the Wednesday star Jenna Ortega.
I thought you meant the band Wednesday.
That would be cool.
Carly Hartzman.
Yeah, Wednesday star Carly Hartzman.
That's what I thought you were saying. Yeah. I mean, same name.
Yeah.
And we're talking about music, so honestly, I think it makes a bit more sense.
Listen. That's why you gotta wait till the end of
the sentence. Well, Jenna Ortega is in the band Wednesday.
That too, yeah, she just joined.
She plays the triangle.
She just does the dance.
She does interpret a dance.
She just does the dance from the show, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Ice Age. Star.
Time to
That was Advantage Lucy.
From Japan.
From Japan. The album Station. I believe that song is called Katse ni Azukete.
Yeah.
That's the translation.
I don't know the English translation.
Yeah. I think that's phonetically what it is. Don't know what it means. But before that, you heard Tanya Tagok with Foxtrot.
Foxtrot, yeah. That's... her new album is like... it's like, I don't know. It's very unsettling. And you can't really do anything else while you're listening to it.
Yeah.
Because it's so like... I don't know. Like world-stopping. Like...
mm-hmm.
Like I tried to wash the dishes while listening to it, but I couldn't.
Too aggressive.
Yeah, it was too much.
Even the titles are harsh.
Yeah.
I can't say the first song, Razor Blades, Exit Wound, Expensive Plane Tickets is sort of an outlier, but Black Boot.
Yeah. Definitely a crazy album.
Yeah. Still listening to Pastoral MIDI 101.5 UMFM. And up next is Elisa P, who's in Winnipeg right now.
As we speak.
You got to hope, at least, because she has a show.
Yeah, I hope so.
In only a few hours at the Park Theater.
Yeah. She's not here very often, I don't think. But this is the second year in a row that she came to Winnipeg.
Yeah. You might have seen her at Folk Fest last year.
I did.
Ha ha ha. And she's still touring her album from 3 years ago at this point.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
Yeah. It's called A Nook to Tit.
Yeah.
And it's all covers. And the song we're playing is a cover of the Led Zeppelin song Going to California.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She used to listen to the song and imagine that she was going to California.
Hey, I... well...
or...
I think... when I was a kid, maybe I imagined... It sounds like one of their Hobbit songs, kind of, you know? Like, it's... there's something Lord of the Ringsy about it.
That's true, yeah. That's the other thing, is that, like, when she was translating the album to Inuktitut, she found, like, Led Zeppelin songs were, like, very easy to translate into Inuktitut because, like, the fantastical and, like, magic themes or whatever. I'd never listened to Led Zeppelin, but that's just what she said.
I guess a lot of nature stuff, too.
Yeah.
Just songs about when the levee breaks. People don't think about that these days. If you're in the city, you're not really around the levee.
The floodway.
Yeah, but I guess we are kind of.
If the floodway breaks.
If the floodway broke, we would all be in big, big trouble.
Yeah.
Let's pray that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, enjoy Elisa P.
Yeah.
Was Willie Thrasher with Wolves Don't Live by the Rules.
No, they don't.
Nope. I guess, yeah, if a wolf followed a rule, that would be a dog. I'm going to make a t-shirt that says that.
Yeah.
It's what differentiates. I mean, They're pack animals. They probably have their own rules, I guess. But
like dogs
or wolves.
I mean, yeah, I guess they adhere to like territory and stuff.
Yeah.
Like you ever see like the map of Yellow? What's that part called?
Yellowstone. No.
There's like a map of Yellowstone, and it shows like the territory for all the wolves.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's like divided up.
I guess the real non-rule followers are the lone wolves, and that's why they're so cool.
The lone wolves.
The lone wolves. And dangerous.
Yeah.
Never. Those are guys with nothing to lose.
Yeah.
They won't follow your rules. Speaking of guys, dangerous men, this is this next song is Bruce Coburn, If I Had a Rocket Launcher.
What the heck?
If I had a rocket launcher, I'd blow them all away. And I remember when I was a kid hearing this song and thinking it was, I feel like maybe my parents told me it was like ironic and he was like saying that violence is bad. But I was reading an interview with 106.9 where he was talking about this song. And he was quoting an interview where Bruce said that he means it. He said he was writing the song and it revealed an anger in him that scared him. And he means it. He wants to blow them all away. And it's awesome.
Okay, Bruce.
Yeah. It got me fired up when I listened to it after. And Bruce Coburn, Canadian legend.
Dangerous lone wolf.
Dangerous lone wolf, lock him up.
Yeah, he knows what he's capable of.
Yeah. Don't give him what he wants.
Yeah.
I had a rock.
That was Quiet Light, Berlin.
Oh, yeah.
Former client of mine. Happy to see them doing well.
Yes, they're still releasing lots of music, yes.
I did absolutely nothing for them as an agent, so thank God they fired me.
But. Well, they never went on tour, so...
Yeah, that is the problem. She's almost a doctor.
Yeah.
She's almost finished med school. She's released a lot of music for being in med school. It's very impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, especially, like, her songs are so, like awesome.
Yeah.
But I guess, yeah. They're so awesome. Like, the instrumentation and, like, the song structure is so, like, it's awesome.
Yeah. She has a new album coming out in April. Blue Angel Sparkling Silver 2. The sequel,
yeah.
And before her, you heard Carla Dal Forno, who I kind of forgot about, but she's cool. Australian.
The land down under.
Yes. Yes, that's what they call it, I think.
The outback.
Yeah.
Steakhouse.
And we're going to keep traveling across the world with this last song. We're going to merry old Ireland.
Yeah.
Some of you might have celebrated St. Patrick's Day the other day. It's a big week for the Irish.
Yeah, definitely up for the Irish.
Yeah, up the Irish. Wink, wink. This is the newest Irish darlings, Fontaines D.C., covering a Sinead O'Connor song for the recent Help 2 compilation.
Wait, I have something against Sinead O'Connor.
You like the Pope too much to support her?
What?
Oh, we'll talk after you.
Okay.
What did you say?
No, she has a song called Perfect Little Indian.
Oh.
And like, hey man, what's that song about? Can you email me about it? I want to know why you wrote that song.
That is strange. And the title of this song is a little strange too. It's called Black Boys on Mopeds.
What?
But you'll see. It's in a good way. It's in a good way.
Okay.
But you could have called it something else, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's a lovely song. This is a great version. And the Help 2 compilation, curated by Brian Eno, is quite good.
Oh, no way.
It's got all the stars. Arctic Monkeys, Black Country, New Road.
Beepa Doobie.
King Cruel, yeah. English Teacher, Cameron Winter, Pulp, Wet Leg, everybody.
Yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo covering The Magnetic Fields.
Yeah, wow.
So yeah, check that out. Have a great rest of the Thursday. Come to the Park Theater if you want.
Yeah, come and see Elizabeth because she might not be here for a while.
Yeah. And see you next week.
Goodbye.
Ciao.
Margaret Thatcher on TV, shocked by the deaths that took place in Beijing. It seems strange that she should be offended. The same orders are given by her. I've said this before now, you said it was childish and